coming up on TMS. Lock the door, Karen.
Anger 19.
It has the tongue.
I don't like Comcast Xfinity.
Raining down flip-flops.
Dig puss up to see if it's any good.
It has been 0 days since the last Dune reference.
We live in a society with doors that lock.
Tattletale Tadpool.
No spoilers. I'm trying to pee.
I can definitely see why you think it sounds like Jeff Goldblum.
Eat a moon pie and quit murdering people.
Gotta go tinkle at Spitz.
Arthur Harkonnen Doyle.
The Cantonese rom-com.
Chewing ears and licking heads with Bill. And more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
So just chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up. Eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
Ladies and gentlemen, the talking heads.
This is The Morning Stream, where you get to be the man.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to TMS. It's October 25th, 2021. I'm Scott. He's Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Scott. Wow, Brian. That was quick. Hi, Scott, Brian. Boom.
Very fast.
They don't
fast.
Need our last names. You know what? They can always Google us if they really need our last names for some reason.
Yeah, look us up. We're Aaron and that other guy. What was that guy's name? Aaron and Sorkin. Aaron and Sorkin in the morning. I haven't checked in on them
in a while. Todd and Aaron you're talking about.
There you go. Yeah, Todd and Aaron. I don't think
Todd
they're still doing it.
Todd and Aaron in the morning.
I think they're done. I think that was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they were like, you know, we can't compete with that
other
one.
We'll never be the best morning stream. So why even bother trying?
We're the one that's even remotely recognizable by people. Well, anyway, good luck to Todd and Aaron, and welcome to the show, everybody. We're here, and we got a show to do. We got a Monday thing going on. Apologies for our play date over the weekend. It was supposed to happen on Friday. Comcast pooped out right after the instance on Friday and was kind of trouble all weekend. So right now, Brian, we are streaming, talking, and doing all of this on a Cat 5 cable that I have running through this wall, up through a pipe and out of a vent, and then outside, and then briefly outside, and then into a window that's shut otherwise, but just like got this little cubbyhole with a little tiny cable that now runs to a modem upstairs for our new DSL upstairs, because I don't want to deal with Comcast anymore.
Oh, really? So they're out. Like, whether or not they fixed everything, you're done. You're done with them.
I mean, I'm done for streaming for now. I mean, I've got everything else hooked up to it, and I'll, you know, it's got the fatter pipe for downloads and stuff like that. But I need, you know, I need the show to be constant and reliable as often as possible. Yeah. And I'm not even saying this is going to do it. Google Fiber got announced that they announced Google Fiber is going to keep moving our direction. So we're supposed to get it now in the early part of the year. So I'm holding out for that. In the meantime, I'm just reinforced here, so I've got what I need, because that sucked. I was mad. I was pissed. Mm-hmm. And now I'm happy. All right? So there's that.
Good. Good.
I mean, we've been, and I have been talking about fiber for years, but it's because for years they've been teasing us with it, saying, oh, yeah, we're coming, and then they stopped five blocks, you know, north, and then some other company did.
Yeah, just shy of your area.
And then these other guys were supposed to have it, whoever, I think it's the same people you have, but they have a fiber division. What are they called? Not Direct Link.
AT&T, which is now... Oh, no, not AT&T. That's who we're getting our some of our channels through. Who are we getting it through?
Direct Link.
I can't remember what they're called. Quest? CenturyLink.
There it is. I knew there was a link in there. Yeah.
They like changed their name about 8 times, and I can't remember what the heck they're called now.
Yeah, they used to be something totally different. Anyway, so they had a fiber thing, and they were scheduled to install, and then called me last minute and said, oh, sorry. It turns out you're on the block right over from where we're done. I'm like, well, why did you call me, you a-holes? So now I'm just like, I'm just in a pinch about it. But this is fine. Look, it's working. Zero dropped frames. 100% good. We're good. If there's any problems.
Yeah, you sound great.
Yeah. Freaking, I can't stand internet things. It drives me crazy. All right. Hey, Brian, when's the last time you walked in on a lady in the bathroom that you don't know?
Well, let's see. What time is it? It's 9:15.
Anybody?
Oh, a lady other than my wife.
Yeah. Someone who's not, someone you don't know, a stranger.
I don't think I've ever walked in on a woman in a bathroom. So.
Okay, good.
So. Yes, tell me what you got.
Try to keep it that way, because I can tell you from experience, this is not a fun experience. Okay. So we're at a place called Spitz. It's like a falafel, Euro.
It's a place that only serves sunflower seeds.
It's like it's basically Mediterranean food, and it's all very good. We love this place.
And it's called Spitz.
Yeah, Spitz. But it's like Spitz, like, because there's big meat things on Spitz.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But it's still a bad name. I mean, I don't care how you spell it.
100%. I 100% agree with you. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Completely agree. It's a terrible name, but the food's amazing. And we don't get to go there very often because it's kind of not close to us, but we had to go get family photos done on Sunday, and we had to go way south to do it. Right. And then when that was done, we're like on our way back. And it was just Kim and I, because the way stuff worked out, it's a long story, but we were like, oh, you know what? Let's stop here. We haven't been there forever. Let's just get, you know, you and I will be on a little dinner date here. We'll get some dinner. So we did that. It was great, as usual. Always good. That food's amazing. And about halfway through, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to use the boys' room. I'm going to go tinkle, you know, as you do.
Yeah.
And I get up and I walk back there. And they have two bathrooms in this place. And they're both unisex. So there's not a men's and women's. It's just both. And they have signs that say... It may even have said unisex under it, but it had a sign showing the dude silhouette and the lady silhouette. The next one said lady silhouette, dude silhouette. In other words, it was like they're trying to be clever about it, and they had a funny name for it because it was all Mediterranean names. But the idea is, hey, we don't care. Just if it's empty, right. No one's in there, you go in there. And it's the kind of bathroom with single toilet, sink, mirror.
That's what I was going to ask, right? You can't really have multiple urinals and stalls and stuff in a unisex bathroom if, you know.
Correct. 100% correct. So... I go down there. I go to the first door, locked. So that means someone's in there. So I just check it. Ding, ding. Oh, it's locked. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I move on to the next one. Not locked. I pull it down. It's like opening right up. I walk in fairly quickly because I'm just, you know, I'm going.
You're in a hurry to do what you got to do.
Yeah. I'm not dying or anything, but I'm like, I'm going to get in there. And I swing this thing open. And there's a lady standing... at the mirror doing makeup and kind of on a phone, like doing makeup with one hand and phone in her other hand.
Okay.
And she was probably, I don't know, late 20s, early 30s. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Something like that.
Sounds like something she should have done at home anyway.
It definitely does. And she goes, the sound out of her was, ah! And I went, oh, sorry. Oh, my gosh, sorry. And I didn't even really get a good look at her. I was just like, my gosh, get me out of here.
Right, of course. Yeah, you're like, you know.
Not trying to walk in on anybody, you know.
Just the fact that there's a person in there is like enough to go, and you turn around and get out of there as quickly as possible.
And that's exactly what I did. And as I'm doing it, she goes, what the hell? Like that. And I hesitate for a second. I kind of pulling the door shut, and I stop. And I go, and my brain processes what she said, and I think, you're in a unisex bathroom.
Right.
You didn't lock the door. And by the way, later I confirmed that door does lock because I used it later.
Uh-huh.
So no excuse. And so I say, well, usually people lock these things, and then pulled it shut.
Good. Very good. Nicely done.
I was so annoyed with her because I get it. I get them in the moment. We're like, oh, sorry. You know, whatever. Two humans passing in the night. This was an unintended thing. No big deal. But... her being incredulous about it,
right?
F right off, you know.
Exactly.
I don't need this in my life. I'm like, I didn't want to walk in on you. The public rule is, we live in a society, as George Costanza would tell you, is if you go into a room like this, a bathroom, and there's a lock on the door, you lock the effing door.
If you'd like privacy, otherwise you're inviting people in for a nooner or something.
Yeah. And it's totally, you know, had they not been unisex bathrooms and said unisex on the door,
I wouldn't
have even tried that door because it would have said women's or something. So I'm just doing what the situation says to do. So you don't get to say, what the hell?
Right. Not only that. There's so many things. Number one, get off the phone. You're in a bathroom. I'll bet things will go a lot faster with your makeup application in a public toilet if you get off the effing phone.
Yep, get off.
Number two, what are you doing putting makeup on in the bathroom anyway? Come on.
Yeah, hurry up.
You know, do that at home or whatever. Go sit in your car where you've got your, you can have your phone on hands-free and talk on the phone and put on makeup and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Second and third, if you're fully dressed, then why be so
crappy about it.
Yeah, be so shocked.
You know, it's not like he walked
in
on you taking a big steaming dump.
Yeah, she wasn't on the can. Had she been on the can, I would have felt really bad. I'm not trying to do this. I don't want to do this. This is not what I want
exactly
in my life. Exactly. The last thing I want to do, Brian, at any situation that I can possibly think of, is to walk in on somebody while they're using the can.
Right. Yes. What grossed Scott out the most on a daily basis would be, oh, I walked in on a woman taking a huge dump in a public toilet.
Yeah. And like the idea, and then later, okay, so this is the funny bit. I go out and I'm just like a little like, not shaken, but I'm like, oh, geez.
I got to ask, bonus points if you waited at the bathroom door for her to come out.
No, I didn't
out.
Do it. I should
have. Oh, man, that would have been the best. Like, and just arms folded, looking at her when she comes out of the bathroom. Is your makeup good now? All good?
Yeah. I was worried about anger 19. It's what I call the thing that happens now with post-COVID people get mad.
Anger 19. I love it.
So I go out and sit with Kim, and this is pretty funny. I sit down. She goes, everything okay? Because she could tell I was irritated. Yeah. And I said, I walked in on some lady in the unisex bathroom, and I told her what happened, and she starts getting pissed.
She's like, I'm sure. Good.
She goes,
yeah.
She goes, what does she look like? And I go, I don't know. I really didn't stay very long. I didn't want to stay and go, all right, let me size you up and down as I, you know, before I leave. So I know what you look like. Like, I really don't know. I go, she was youngish. I don't know. Maybe early 30s. Kind of, sort of. She's shorter than me. That's it. That's all I have. I couldn't tell you anything else. I just didn't stay very long. And she goes, ooh, I want to talk to her. I want to talk to her. And I'm like, it's all right, honey. This isn't like, you know, we're not in traffic and some guy cut you off. We can just, you know, she got really defensive for me. And eventually the lady did come out, and I recognized just the silhouette. Like, that's all I had. The information I had to go off on, it had to have been her. Sure. She walked out.
Sure.
She looked mad. Like, not looking at me at all. I don't even know if she remembered what I looked like or saw me where I was sitting, because by the time she got back, her table got up and left. They were leaving when she was done.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And
but they had already left. Like, they left without her, or they left as soon as she came back?
She left as soon as they came back. They're like, they had their purses and all their shit ready, and as soon as she walked back, they're like, all right, we're out of here.
So here's how that conversation went. I was in the bathroom doing my makeup and talking to Jessica on the phone. I don't know why I picked the name Jessica. And this guy walks in. Oh, did you lock the door? No. Oh, you guys suck too. Meh. Call an Uber. Find your own way home.
Yeah, they always say me at the end. Exactly. Anyway, nothing else really came of it. But there was a moment there where I thought I was going to have to hold Kim back, because I thought she was going to go over there and confront the lady. And I'm like, it's not worth it, dude. And part of Kim's reaction is what I'm talking about with this anger 19 business. Everyone's just a little on edge right now. Everyone's just a little simmering on the top.
Everyone's a trigger waiting to be pulled.
Kind of across the board, right? So Kim will hate that I'm telling this, because she doesn't like when I tell people about this, about her. But I'm doing it anyway, because she's not going to hear this, all right? She's never going to go back and check. And everyone, don't send her Facebook messages about it, okay? And turn me in, all right? Don't say anything.
I may mention it to her in our weekly FaceTime, but we'll see.
What happens. Okay, right. That thing I didn't know about. Damn it. Another one. So anyway, we're downtown yesterday, and we went to a place called, I'll talk about it. Actually, I have it sponsoring the show today, or the news today, so I'll talk about it then. But
cool.
Went to this awesome place to get food, and we had to go down there for other reasons, take Nick some stuff. And anyway, we're down there, and Kim brought with her two backpacks. Little backpacks, small, you know, kind of the small hiker type little ones.
Mm-hmm.
They were inexpensive, kind of more just simple material ones. You'd have strings around, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Like you'd get at a con or something.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Like that. You're putting swag in it while you're walking around comm decks or whatever. There's the throwback for you. Anyway, she brings these with her, and I'm like, what the heck are these for? And she's like, they're fine. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, okay, no big deal. We're driving around. She sees somebody walking down the street. Mm-hmm. Hits the brakes, parks real quick, jumps out of the car, grabs one of these backpacks, and runs it over to a homeless guy. Mm. What she has done is she has prepared, I don't know what you call them, there's not a name, but basically a backpack that's got a bottle of water, a can of soup,
like a little care kit.
A little care kit, yeah. It's got some food in there and some some cash and some and the bottle and the I can't remember what all. There was some other stuff in there. And she took anyway, she took this guy. She'd be so mad at me for saying this. She hates it when I tell people this. But mm-hmm. she took him this. Because really
she
does it
because she doesn't want any accolades.
She doesn't want any credit. She wasn't yeah, she really yeah. truly does this because she's kind hearted and wants to help people. Right. That's really right. literally her thing. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because that's what's funny is I got that version of her, which is her normal version is always help.
And then the mama bear version.
where she just wants to kill this lady in the bathroom where I walked in on. But it's pretty funny. And then I got in trouble because later she'll be mad for me telling the story too. I'm such an ass. So she has the one bag and I said, oh, that's cool. She goes, yeah, and I've got this other one. We need to find a lady. And I said, oh, what's the difference between the bags? And she goes, well, I put some like feminine products and stuff in this.
Sure.
One. And so I say, because I'm an a-hole, I go, I would do something like this. I go, oh, is that for the vagina? Like that.
Uh-huh.
And she looks at me and goes, really? You're gonna say that? And I'm like, I mean, you know, it sounds like something I'd say on the show. Well, this isn't a show. And I'm like, oh, right.
You're not streaming right now, Johnson.
Sorry, I feel bad. But anyway, it was the point is, don't walk in on somebody if you can help it. And if you can't help it, then...
Well, yeah. No, the message of the day is lock the effing door. If you go into a public restroom and you don't want friends, you don't want visitors coming in there, then lock the effing door,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, lock the door. That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Happier things happen on the weekend, and they were in the form of Dune. I saw Dune, and I loved Dune. Let me just some people have complained that I haven't spoke my piece yet. I'm not going to go crazy here, okay? And, you know, end up just going full Fury Road on everybody for the next 6 months because I know people don't like it when I do that. They don't love it when I'm just constantly obsessed with a thing, right? But I will just say, Dune matched every expectation I had. It visually, tonally, musically, and overall matched what I saw in my head when I was 15 reading that book. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how he did that. He did it with Blade Runner, too, for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Villeneuve's a freaking genius.
Really is.
I loved it so much. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. Now, people want me to say, is it better than Fury Road? Is it worse than Fury Road? I'm not getting into that game. I'm not playing your game.
Well, you know, we like to know these things. There's a similar atmosphere to Dune, tonally and also... cinematographically.
Sure,
I'm gonna say that's a word. Cinematographically,
totally fine with me. I like it. That's pretty good. I mean, I will say, okay, so people, here's where it is. Here's Fury Road sitting way up here.
Yeah,
here's Dune sitting right next to it. And
oh, really?
Yeah, and here's Blade Runner 2049 sitting right next to that. Like, those are my three favorite movies in the last decade without any competition. Like, mm-hmm. By far, especially if you're just saying genre films. And I really, really liked it. Like, a lot. Like, a whole lot. Oh, man.
Cousins left yesterday afternoon about 5 o'clock, or early evening about 5 o'clock, 5:30. And I said, you know, let's fire up the DLP projector downstairs, movie seats, blanket, cat on our legs, sleeping. Let's watch Dune, and because I know it's going to come up, and I know I'm not going to have a chance next weekend because I'm going to be in Vermont. We're going to be running around doing everything.
Sure.
And during the week's going to be tough. We've got a Film Sack movie. We've got a Film Sack recording. We've got, you know, trivia one of those nights I think I'm going to.
Yeah.
So this is it. We got to do it tonight. And watched it, and we also loved it. I'd say, actually, you know, it's not as high on our list as it is yours, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I'd say we loved it as much as we loved Fury Road. You know, it's kind of a good comparison to make because it's atmospheric. There are lots of side story elements that, like, oh, I want to know more about this. I want to know about that. And I know I could probably go read the 1200 page book again, like I did back in junior high school.
Sure.
I only read the first book. So, I mean, that's as far as I went, but I guess I still have another movie that takes place in that first book. Anyway.
That's true. Yeah. The whole part one thing surprised a lot of people. I thought everyone knew that. It seemed like it was common knowledge, but I guess some people are like, oh, part one, what the heck?
Yeah.
But yeah, like, That makes sense to me. I mean, you've never had that. You've never had the reverence for Fury Road I've had, but you liked it. I mean, it's a good movie.
I liked it. Yeah, yep, absolutely.
So it sounds like it's a sliding scale, and Brian's on the scale, and it's the same scale. We're there.
Yeah.
We're there. So
don't we? We absolutely enjoyed it. God, the special effects. Sam, you know, SJ in the chat room reminds me about the shield. The effect of the shields.
It's so cool.
And that great way of showing you who's close to getting killed by having a little red instead of blue. Like blue's good, red is bad. It's like, oh, this is so good.
Yep.
I'm also going to say one thing, and I don't know how controversial this is, but Momoa, keep the facial hair, dude, because you look like you don't look as good without it, man. You kind of look a little like Steven Seagal's better brother.
Like her, like the Cosby kid's been feeding him a little too much bread or something. What's going on?
It's something like that. Yeah. Facial hair, man. Come on, let's do it.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah, I really like Duncan Idaho, but you're not wrong. It's a weird look with he doesn't have the hair on.
What a great character, and
it's very good.
Timothy Chalamet.
Oh yeah, Chami. The biggest surprise of the movie for me is that he, I think, nailed what that character needed. I was worried before that we're gonna get some emo kind of. I don't know. He's a kid. He's who knows what he's capable of yet, right? Like people like him, but who knows? I thought he really embodied the character and did a great job. I think that there are moments in this thing with like Baron Harkonnen or Harkonnen, as they kept saying.
That was that threw me off for the first time they said it. Oh, Harkonnen.
Yeah, they kept saying Harkonnen. I'm like, oh, okay, so it's Harkonnen then? Have I always said it wrong? Because the old movie said Harkonnen.
No, the old movie said Harkonnen.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Because there was Baron Harkonnen, there was Sting Harkonnen, and then there was Harkonnen O'Brien in that first movie. And
Harkonnen the Barbarian was in it.
right, Harkonnen the Barbarian.
Yeah,
yes.
It was great. But like that stuff. Stellan Skarsgård, perfect casting.
Oh my God, no kidding. Like that his grossness as Baron Harkonnen was perfect. Like that's the first guy was he's pretty gross.
Pretty gross.
Yeah. Skarsgård nailed the foulness of
there's just some, and it also made him just much more intimidating but still gross but also weird. Like I like the weird stuff in these movies. I think Villeneuve's really great at weird and the scale of everything, just like here we are standing in the middle of an ancient city, wherever in the middle of Arrakis, and there's this just vastness to everything. When those guild ships show up in the sky and Thanos sees it for the first time, good Lord.
I was really hoping for a Thanos versus Drax versus Aquaman battle, and I never got it.
Didn't happen.
Mary Jane Watson, or I guess what is she's just MJ, right? She's not Mary Jane Watson.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with her. She's not really Mary Jane, right? She's just MJ.
Right. She's MJ. Yeah.
I mean, she is
that character, but she's not. You hit the jackpot, Tiger. She's not that.
No. not Snaggletooth style. We're doing this thing. And I forgot that what's his name with the cow gun, the air gun? I can't think of his name. No Country for Old Men. Oh, Javier Bardem.
Oh, Javier Bardem. Yeah.
I forgot he was in this until he showed up, and I went, oh,
until he started
shit.
Talking. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, and he's got the beard going on, and
he's cool, man.
Anton Sugar.
Yeah.
Or Anton Stilgar in this one.
Anyway, I promise you though, this is a commitment from me. Chat room and everyone at home. I'm not going to, I learned my lesson in 2015. I'm not going to do it constantly. All right. I loved it, but I'm not going to do it constantly. It's still a joke to bring up Fury Road here and there, but this thing, I'll keep it to myself, but I'm going to watch it a million times and I'm going to go, it makes me want to watch Blade Runner again. And it makes me want to go back and watch Fury Road again. Like these are my genre films of the last decade and I love them so much. And I feel like, weirdly lucky to even be alive while they're being done, and I hope that part two doesn't take him forever. Like, hurry the hell up, okay? How come we can't have part two in 6 months or in a year? Why can't we have that? Okay, that's all I'm asking.
I know, I'm with you. I'm
Hollywood.
With you. I feel like we need a penalty though, in case you do bring it up.
All right, what are we dinging you with? I like this.
First person in the chat room to tweet after Scott brings up Dune or how much you love Dune, you need to put Scott tweets, and then you need to put something that Scott has to tweet out.
Yeah.
It can't be obviously racist, hateful, anything like that, but it has to be something like, I think Lance Bass was the hottest member of NSYNC.
But there has to be a way to tag these so people know why I'm doing that, you know? Or else right, it's just going to throw people. I think so. I think it's something.
So, okay, at the end of it, you put, listen to TMS to find out why.
Well, whatever. I loved it. And I want more of it.
No penalties.
Also,
unapologetically love it. And people can love a thing and they can, you know what? If they saw it and they didn't love it, that's fine too.
Oh, yeah. If you hated it, if someone out there, and someone did, I'm sure, if someone hates this stuff.
Oh, sure. I'm sure Dice Tomato hated it.
Go for it. If you hated Fury Road, freaking go for it. Whatever. I don't care. Exactly. I like what I like, and I'm going to, and it doesn't matter. It makes no difference to me. I did want to give a shout out to, not that it helps him at all, but I wanted to say the Hans Zimmer soundtrack is unbelievably good. Oh, it's so good. I think it's the best work he's ever done.
There were times that reminded me of the Wonder Woman soundtrack. I don't know if there's any. Can't imagine there would be any connection, but there was like kind of thing.
Oh, that thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
kind of tribal scream stuff. Yeah, it was very much like that. That's true. I loved it, though. Gosh, dang it. It was good. Oh, and he had these weird discordant drum things going. It was badass.
Oh, it was great. It was really good. Yeah, the drum thing was also kind of a little, but you know, I'm not saying it was a ripoff of one of them. I'm just saying it kind of reminded me of that.
Oh, those Firefly ships. Oh, they were so cool.
Somebody's got an idea for the hashtag. Hashtag 0 days of Dune.
All right. Well, I promise that'll be all I do. Okay. For a while. Anyway.
All right.
Unless some other reason it comes up, and I'm sure we'll probably discuss this on other. Who knows? It'll come up.
Jerry might want to talk about it.
For all I know, he hated it, and we're gonna have a big fight. I don't know. We'll see what Tuesday brings. But for now,
it was just too much sand for my tastes.
Don't like all that sand. I did see him say that it was helping him with Halloween because. King Leto, or whatever his name is, the Duke of Atreides, the Atreides guy.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I can't think of his name from Star Wars.
Oscar Isaac.
Mm-hmm. Oscar Isaac had...
Oscar Isaac.
He just looks like Jerry.
He does look like Jerry. Yeah, he totally does. And I think Jerry's Battlestar Galactica wedding uniform might actually be modifiable to look like... Yeah. like the Duke's outfit.
The only bummer is my friend Will found... Or mentioned that the helmet that Duke Leto is wearing while he's flying one of the ships, you know, when they're surveying
the thopters.
Yeah. He had this kind of head thing on.
Yeah.
It's a Vive Pro torn apart. It's torn apart, so it's just like the back harness and the little bit of the front thing with where the mic goes and all that. But it's straight. He had pictures comparing it. It's straight off of Vive Pro.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty funny.
Oh, that's kind of funny. Now I gotta see that.
Yeah,
I'll find it.
It's Will Smith, I think, is where his Twitter account is. It's very funny, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, "What? Come on!" And I didn't recognize it, but his whole company's in VR all day, every day, so he would see it, and others wouldn't. But I don't know. For your $300 million movie, you'd think you'd.
Yeah, invest. Know. You know, have something custom made. I don't know.
Yeah, would you bring your son's Vive?
Call me crazy, but yeah.
Pretty funny. All right. Enough of that. We're moving on, and it's time for Dunaway time. At least I think so. Yep. Here he is. Now, he doesn't always answer right away, but I'm going to assume today's different. Today is a magical day. Brian will pick right up. There'll be no hesitation, and it'll be like he was always here. Welcome, if you will, one Brian Dunaway to the program. Hi, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Hey, man. It's nice to hear from you. How are you?
It is great to hear. Hey, we should talk about Dune.
Oh,
you guys have probably talked about Dune, have you?
Yeah, we haven't talked about Dune at all yet. So let's get in.
I want to recap everything in the movie.
Hey, you went and saw it too yesterday.
It's a solid movie. Absolutely. I'm not going to give any spoilers away because there's really nothing to spoil. I mean, just know that it was well handled. In my opinion, it's a solid movie. Part one, what are you waiting on, WB?
Yeah,
go ahead and green light that part two. I swear to God, if you don't do a part two, I just don't know what's going to happen. But yeah, yeah. I will say this. I saw it at the theater. Our theater has the, you know, the seating is way spaced out.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was great. We had the big reclining chairs.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm going to say is, hey, nerds, two rows up in front of me, keep the freaking spoilers to yourself for part two. I don't want to know.
What was he spouting a bunch of stuff while you were sitting there or what?
Like what, in the credits? Like during the, while the credits were rolling, he was talking spoilers or what?
Yes, as the credits were rolling, pretty much everybody else had left but me and my friend, and we were kind of, you know, I'm a credit watcher. I like to watch the credits.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
And they're all like, and they're talking, and they're revealing stuff. I'm like, you know, show and show, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I had my flip-flops on. I almost pulled a Trailer Park Trash throw on their heads. Raining down flip flops.
I like the way you flip flops to the movie pictures.
Well, I know that Ibbit can't stand smelly feet, so I figured,
No, at least no, those have been airing out because you've been That's wearing flip flops. It's not like you're taking your Sorel hiking boots and your socks off and then putting your feet up on the glass.
The stank is usually kept in either the sole of the shoe if you forgot to wear socks or in the socks. That's where the stank usually is.
Yeah.
Guess what? You've got time to forget those spoilers. It's not like, you know, the next movie's coming out anytime super quick,
man, if that kid ages out or has some kind of Corvette summer accident, I'm gonna be so pissed at you, WB.
Corvette summer accident. I thought it was greenlit already, but it isn't. I guess they're waiting on box office receipts.
Let's just see how the numbers. Oh no, you didn't. You should have filmed the whole thing in one sitting.
I agree. They may have. I don't even know. Like, it feels weird to me that they would split it. So I have no idea. But here we are talking about it more. We said we wouldn't, and here we are.
I was mostly Scott talking about stinky feet.
Yeah.
Scott tweets. I could drink A1 sauce all day long.
There you go. I actually could. If it wasn't going to make me sick, I wouldn't mind a little A1 right now. Sounds okay. All right. Hey, Dunaway, we're going to play a game. And you know that. But Brian has to explain it and tell us who's participating and who we're fighting for, really. So, Brian,
We need a player. We need a player on the line because this isn't a morning squirm.
Oh, yeah. It's not a squirm. Hold on.
A squirm. Sorry. I should have told you that beforehand.
My bad. I should have read up on what it was. It's just been that for so long. I just didn't notice. All right. Let's see. Okay. We got the old phones are up. 801-471-0462 is the number to call if you want to participate in today's program and win some prizes, potentially. Then get in here. We're waiting for a caller. Caller. Who's the caller?
Caller, please call now. Call now.
Yeah, call now. 801. We really gave them the...
Good prize. We didn't give many time to think about this. Call now. Good prizes could be won by you.
That's right. Do you want a good prize or do you want to just sit there? What do you want? Which of those two things do you want? You want prizes or nothing? Right. Okay? Nobody wants nothing. Everybody wants prizes.
Exactly.
Still no call. Why? Someone call.
Well, let me tell you about what these three...
You don't call us. We're going to start calling you with your... the numbers you gave us when you ordered stuff from the Frog Pants store.
That is hilarious.
All right.
Let me tell you about these three spoiler nerds while I wait on our phone call.
Yeah.
Okay.
After that, I also went to the bathroom, and I finally just got sick of it. I didn't watch all the way to the very end credits. I just got sick of it, and I left, and I was going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
These three a-holes, there's only three toilet stalls in this bathroom, you know, and they come flying in there right behind me. As soon as I get to the toilet, relieving myself, they come flying up next to me. Still talking all kind of spoilers. I'm like, I am trying to pee.
So they followed you out of unwittingly followed you out of the theater. Continue their spoiler discussion.
And because one of them had to go into the regular stall, he wasn't close enough to hear, so they had to talk extra loud. Wow. And I'm right in the middle of the pee, so I can't put brakes on it.
Yeah, you can't. But
I wanted to. I just almost started peeing on them.
Yeah, don't pee on them.
Spoiler fools. Yeah.
You got to just go la 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 or whatever. Do that.
Yeah, that's gonna look good. Me standing there trying to pee la 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 la.
Do you have a caller yet? Because it looks like three people. Okay.
Yeah, I got one. Well, Brian was telling us a story. I didn't want to.
Oh, I know. I just wasn't sure because I saw people calling and not getting a.
Well, thank you for holding. Whoever this is. Hi, who's this?
Hey. David from New York.
David,
Elon in the chat room.
Hey, man. Oh, nice to have you here. How's New York this time of year? How's it going?
Cool. It's in the 60s.
Yeah.
Fall weather.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not bad fall in New York. It seems like a romantic idea, you know?
Doing my nice walks during lunch break, stuff like that.
Why not? Somebody, you know, if you see David, give him a nice wave and slap him on the back for us.
Hi, David.
All right, now Brian can explain how this game's going to work and what David might win.
All right, guess what? We're playing Babel Royale. I'm going to give Scott and Brian a topic. They're going to go back and forth giving me answers that fit that topic. It's been a while. If one of them gives a wrong answer, a repeated answer, it takes too long to come up with an answer. The winner will go to the other player. David, your job is going to be to predict who will come out on top based on today's topic. Today, you're playing for a couple of Humble Bundle games, Puss and Planet Alpha.
Really? Puss?
Puss. Really? Puss? You're just going to drop that in there? It's not in the game, is it? You just wanted
Puss
the opportunity.
With an exclamation point is Puss. What that game is called. Okay. Puss!
Okay. All right. Puss game. Right. I'm going to look
Never
it up.
Never heard of Puss.
I haven't either, but...
here it is. Puss on
Steam.
But it
was in my list.
Oh, it is cat-related.
Okay. So it's Antonio Banderas.
Yeah. It has, has good reviews. Okay. Yeah. All right. We're in. Okay. Let's do it.
There you go. So this one came in from listener Jeff May. Jeff, you know, he knows that I don't do Babel Royales anymore because we just ran out of really good topics. And we, you know, like the new games that we've been adding in. But
I like this Worms.
He had Those a really good idea. Yeah. You know, once in a while, he had a really good idea for a Babel Royale game. And who do we decide who goes first on this one? Because
coin
I can't
flips.
I don't remember how
okay.
we did it.
All right, coin
That's
flip.
What we always did in the past.
Oh, do you have your? Do you got your TMS
don't
going
I
there,
pick
Brian?
Who goes first? Isn't that part of the rule? Babel Royale.
That's interesting.
You can choose. You know what? I'll let you choose. But
that's what we used to do.
Choose who goes first. Yeah.
Who wins and who goes first? See, somebody else remembers this way better than I do. All right, Feline of Solace, you get to tell us who do you want to go first and who do you think is going to win.
There you go. I thought you got to give the topic first.
Did you say the category yet? Yeah, I don't even know the category.
You're all out of place.
I really don't remember how we did this stupid game. All right. Here's what Jeff May wrote in. That's where I was going. I was talking about Jeff May and how he wrote in and said, let's see if the guys can remember all of the movies we've done for FilmSec that are considered horror or horror.
Horror.
We just finished watching Motel Hell.
Well, that's a giveaway.
That's not on the list because he gave me the list before we did that one. So perfect. It wouldn't have counted.
Fine.
But so we just finished watching that one, and I feel like it's a good time. Halloween is less than a week away, and so let's talk about the horror movies that we've watched for FilmSec. Right. There are, 121 of them, and the way he compiled this list is it's only if the IMDb listing of it contains the word horror.
Oh.
Okay.
Right. So, not in the name. Broad. So not in a name, but in
not in the name, but in genre, like so where it says genre as far as like sci-fi or fantasy or Cantonese rom-com. If it said the word horror in there, then he included it in there.
All right, we need to get a Cantonese rom-com into the mix.
Well, I keep putting one on the list, and Randy keeps taking it off.
Yeah, that bastard. He moved Catwoman. All right, let's do it. Did.
Exactly. All right, so. Now that we've gotten all that straight, David, who would you like to go first, and who do you think is going to win this one?
I'm thinking Scott go first. I think Brian will probably win.
Well, he is the horror expert.
Horror. I do like the horror.
All right, I go first, eh? All right,
Scott goes first, and I'm gonna give you guys each two strikes because. Because
we're old and our memories are feeble. Go ahead and say it. No, it's okay. You can say it.
What we might consider horror, IMDb might not have listed on there as horror. So two strikes you guys get each.
Oh, good point. Okay. My brain just went blank.
And by the way, and give me time when you give an answer because I've got
I have a
big spreadsheet to look down. And yeah. Exactly.
All right. Number one, let's go with Hellraiser.
Hellraiser. Nice. We absolutely watched that on the 29th of October, 2012. It was our 137th episode of FilmSec.
Okay. And then I go again until I get him wrong, or does Brian go?
No, you guys alternate back and forth.
Oh, yep, gotcha. Okay.
Back and forth. But if you get one wrong and use a strike, then you go immediately.
Oh, gotcha. That. Okay. All right.
All right.
What do you got, Brian?
I'm going to go with, because Jason goes all the way to hell, I'm going to go to Jason Goes to Hell. The one before we're going to watch Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah, in canonically.
Sure, yeah, that one, episode 48, all the way back to October 7th, 2010.
Oh, no wonder if like I got to rewatch that one.
Yes. Yeah,
it was a long time ago. Let's do Friday the 13th, your original Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, the first one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we never watched that.
Yeah, we did.
Good choice. No. That's yeah. right.
What?
We've never watched.
We've never seen that.
Yes,
we've
never seen
the Friday the 13th first.
No, we did not. Too. It had the tongue in it. It had the tongue.
What?
We watched
You're
that
talking
movie.
About Nightmare on Elm Street 1.
Yeah, that's what I said. What'd I say?
No, you said Friday the 13th 1.
Oh, shit. I meant Nightmare on Elm Street.
Why don't you say that for your strike? Are you saying Nightmare on Elm Street?
Is your follow-up? Yeah, because you get a strike, you get to go again, right? Until you get them all.
Correct, yes.
Right.
Yes, Nightmare on Elm Street, Hatter Tongue.
Episode 336 of Homesite from May 21st, 2017 is Nightmare on Elm Street.
Shit.
Because of the tongue.
Because of the tongue, Scott.
The tongue coming out of the phone. You know that scene? That's what I was
thinking. Yeah. I know which movie it's from. All right, Brian.
Jason goes to space. Jason X.
Jason X. You close. You almost got a
almost
minus
got a
there.
Strikey.
Episode 72 from April 28th, 2011.
Okay. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, that's
Killer
a good
Clowns
one.
From space, yeah. Episode 33, going all the way back to June 17th, 2010. I would say comedy horror.
Yeah.
Horror.
That makes me my turn, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Also comedy horror, and I rewatched recently Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, and we talked about it this past week when we was watching that.
Did we do tomatoes?
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
We did. We did Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. It is not considered by IMDb to be a horror film. I'm going to pull up IMDb.
That's what I was worried about.
It's a parody.
Yeah, let's see here. Let me.
No, you got to stick with your rules, even though
it's a strike.
I think it's a bunch of BS.
It's a strike. It's a strike. Yeah, I'm curious as to what it does list it as. Adventure. Well, it says adventure comedy horror, but for whatever reason, it didn't end up on Jeff's
That's fine.
List.
I'm gonna stick with your stupid rules.
Stick with the list. We'll stick with whatever the list is.
I'm gonna stick with your stupid rules.
Yeah.
Well, blame Jeff for
you
that.
You know what? I really wish I had a better movie. Oh, Wishmaster.
Oh, that's a good one.
I see what you did there. Yes.
Yeah.
Wishmaster episode 519 from just a couple months ago, July 11th.
It was such a risk with that stupid Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. I knew I should have done that stupid thing. That was one of the ones I got a copyright strike on from YouTube because I used the poster in the background behind me.
Dude, that's the episode. That and the Dukes of Hazzard episode are the two that got me banned from YouTube for a month.
Yeah.
Oh, God, really?
Which is why I don't put... And all we did was play clips from those movies, like little short clips, and I got banned, and it took a month to get it back. That's why there's not FilmSack YouTube content, by the way, everybody, if you're wondering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bastards.
Yeah,
Let's go with the other one that reminds me of that. Shit, we just talked about Saturday. Waxwork.
Welcome to the Waxwork. Episode 93 from October 27th, 2011. Very good.
Very nice.
All right, I'm going to go with I don't know why this one is sticking out with me other than I recently went back and listened to a few of them, so it must not have been that long ago. My Bloody Valentine.
Oh.
My Bloody Valentine.
If you tell me that's not horror, you can kiss my butt.
1981's My Bloody Valentine. We watched that February 13th of this year, right before Valentine's Day, appropriately enough. It was almost like we planned it.
I was almost worried because I thought you were going to say, no, Brian, it's Canadian horror, not the same thing.
It's Cantonese rom-com. Sorry.
Damn. Why am I feeling like I'm running out of these? New Nightmare. We watched the modern.
Where
the girl was like the real life actor is now being hunted by Freddy. So
we certainly did. October 22nd, 2017, we watched Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
Oh, good job.
Nude Nightmare.
Nude Nightmare.
The Nude Nightmare. How about. Okay, so this is the other one. That got me the other copyright strike I got on YouTube, and I finally said, well, just screw it. I'm not doing any more FilmSack movies for this. It was Gremlins
Gremlins, December 17th, 2017. Yes,
I got Warner Brothers.
Considered horror. I would, don't know if I would consider it horror. I would say it's, well, I guess.
I don't know what it is. It's gory enough. It's gory enough to be made. I don't know. I don't know what you classify horror as anymore. Yeah, exactly. We talked about it the other day. Let's go with Trick or Treat.
That's a good one. Anthology.
Yeah.
Where a kid can be a kid. Yeah, October 27th, 2013. It was our right before Halloween movie of that year in Sacktober. Episode 182.
Is that the one where the little chubby kid?
182.
The little chubby kid was eating chocolate or something. That's all I remember about that.
That was the fat kid on the porch. And
burlap face kid.
Yeah.
Let's watch that again because that's Sam.
Yeah. That's Sam, and I love Sam. I would love to dress up as Sam one year. But
Do it this year. What are you waiting for?
There's a couple of them that I'm really getting worried about.
Yeah.
Because, I should probably stay with the safe stuff. I'm going to go with Troll 2, which was really Goblin 2, but we're not going to talk about that now.
Yeah. Was it horror or was it just horrible?
It was Troll both. 2.
Well, it's considered horror. Episode 54 from November 26th, 2010.
One of my favorite episodes we ever did.
That's right. I'm being told by the judges, by the way, that that we didn't watch Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yeah. What? Yeah, we did.
No, I swear we didn't, dude. I swear
we would not
never
have watched Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
You may have watched it.
This is going to make me feel a lot better.
We definitely did a film sack about it.
Well, do not look anything up. We'll talk about it after.
I've got a freaking intro written for it. I know I did one. I don't write intros for fun.
We'll talk about it later. I don't think we've done it. So after this, we'll figure it out.
Yes.
All right. How about, I hope this counts. Event Horizon.
Space horror.
Yeah. October 13th, 2013. Ooh, 13. Episode 180 was Event Horizon.
You sound like the MK guy. What did he say? Crispy? No, what did he say? He came out and said...
When I said Horizon?
No, it was when...
Horizon.
Toasty.
The toasty guy. Why couldn't I think of the word toasty?
Oh, toasty.
Toasty. All right, sorry.
All right.
Toasty. When you talk about that, there's three of them that come to mind, and I think they're all listed. I definitely know this one was space horror. We watched the space vampire movie Life Force. Way back in the
early one. Yeah.
We did. Episode 84. Yeah. August 11th.
Wow, now that is old.
Yeah.
Very old. Yeah. Life Force.
Now that was the one with Picard with his shirt off, right? Yeah. And he was showing his boobies. No, that was the vampire lady.
No. That was him in Dune. That was him in Dune. He was, but he was in it. Patrick Stewart was in it. He just played just a dude.
Yeah.
All right. What's the one with Jeffrey Combs where he's a crazy doctor and he makes people the remaker?
Space vampire.
Reanimator.
Reanimator is correct. Episode 181, October 21st, 2013.
Man, I know
this. Very good.
I'm going with, I think we had a horror movie, with Jeff Goldblum.
Was that your Jeff Goldblum?
Is this your Jeff Goldblum?
Oh my god!
No, I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
Does it sound like a Jeff Goldblum?
You're doing your whole like.
It sounds like you impersonating Jeff.
Okay. In that case, this is my best, hopefully one day you'll have some horror in your movie. I don't know. It's The Fly.
Yes, The Fly, episode 28 from May 13th, 2010.
Okay, I was trying to remember. I won't say more than that.
Yeah, that's all you should say.
Yeah.
But before I forget, my friend Zane 3D printed me the Chris knife.
Oh, I saw that on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Chris knife, but it's the old Dune movie version of it. This is nothing.
Right, he'd need a much bigger 3D printer to do the new one.
Yeah, the new one has decided to go sword like, which is kind
of
crazy.
0 days of Dune. Somebody come up with a tweet.
Yeah.
Zero minutes of doom.
Tryptophobic, though. Look at that handle. That'll make you freak out if you're one of those people.
Oh, yeah.
Tripof, whatever it is. All right. Sorry. My turn, right? Jaws 3D, maybe?
Oh. Jaws. Was that really horror?
Come on, it
3D.
Is.
3D! September 30th, 2010, we did watch that, and it is considered horror. Episode 44.
44.
It's 44. Fine. And why didn't you go with the older fly? We definitely
I
did that
I don't know. Are you going with that one, Brian?
Of course I'm going with the old fly.
Yeah. It was a gimme. It was low-hanging plums is what that was. Yeah, 1958's fly, episode 15. February 11th, 2010. I thought we watched those back-to-back. No, we had like 13 shows in between the original and the remake of the fly.
How many are we in now? Because we might just name all. How many did you say? 120-something?
126 you've named.
My God. What time is it?
You've only named 17, 18, 18.
Oh, my God.
Dave, you're not in trouble for work or anything, right? You're good to sit there for a sec?
No, I'm good. I mean, yeah, I mean, you sure.
Oh, I lost Dave. That was him hanging up.
See, Dave.
Was Dave hanging up?
Oh, we lost him.
Dave freaked out. Dave's like, oh, he's right.
Yeah, no.
We don't have this kind of time. I'm out.
Either way, Dave, the rules are set, so Dave wins or loses, so he's good.
Right.
Yeah, he's good. All right. No worries, Dave. If you're still hearing us, we're
okay. I'm going to stop pontificating each one of these and just go boom, 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 or go.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Did you give one?
Oh, did I give one? No. I thought I said the fly. Didn't I just say
the fly?
Oh,
you did say the fly.
Oh, you did say the fly. Yes. Right. Okay.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Now, see, now Scott gets an extra memory boost. Thanks a lot.
Ibbit. No, I don't. Not really.
It's not going to help him.
let's go with. That's not a horror movie, is it? Oh, Damien. The Omen.
The Omen, episode 46, September 30th, 2010.
Ooh. Fine, I'm just going to go back. Now, let me hear that question one more time. Make sure that question is right. You just said any before the most recent horror movie counts. Is that what you said?
Yeah, everything
right.
Last
so
week.
You can't use...
No, that's fine. I got to make sure. So I can say Hatchet or Axe.
Oh, good point.
Good.
Yeah.
You can absolutely say Hatchet.
Okay.
October 9th, 2021, episode 529 of Hatchet. Listen, the plastic is still on that one. If you haven't heard it, everybody, you should go back and listen to it right now. It still has that new episode smell.
Yeah, no kidding. So I was going to say Zardoz, but that's just gross.
Oh.
It's a horror movie looking at him half naked, but that's not the movie I'm going with. Let's go with Fright. I can't remember which one we saw, the new one or the old one.
Right.
Fright Night. Fright Night.
Right.
Not just Fright. Fright Night.
Fright Night is correct, yes. September 30th, 2010, episode 45, we watched Fright Night.
Okay.
You guys made me watch Army of the Dead.
Did we?
We did. Was it difficult for you to watch that?
It wasn't easy.
All right, then. Episode 515 from May of this year, May 29th, was Army of the Dead. Back to you, Scott.
I think Brian may have said this one.
Let's find out.
I have a couple strikes, so I'll try it. Nightbreed. Remember that? Nightbreed.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a great movie to watch.
Please tell me.
I don't even remember Nightbreed.
Yeah, I recommended Nightbreed like 100 times. I really wanted to see that.
October 16th, 2016, episode 309 we did. Wow. You could ask me if I even know what Nightbreed is, and I would not be able to say.
You still
it's a movie.
Remember? Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
That is hilarious.
I remember really.
It was that bad, apparently.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we watched Ibbitt's favorite Poltergeist, I think, sometime last year. I think around this time.
Did we
see Poltergeist? Is absolutely on the list. I was looking at Nightbreed really quick. Episode 487 was Poltergeist. October 31st, 2020 was the airing of that one.
All right. I remember we did that doll one with the doll.
The doll one with the doll. You know what I'm talking about. Don't look at me like that.
Well, there's been a few doll ones, but let's go with the one all the 90s kids know. It's that Goosebumps business we watched.
Oh, yeah, that was a watch-along. Does that
Goosebumps.
Count?
Goosebumps.
Yeah. Wasn't it? No, it wasn't a watch-along, was it?
Yeah, it was an episode of Goosebumps, so we did a watch-along.
No, it was the movie, I thought.
Oh, okay. The Goosebumps movie. We watched with Jack Black. Yeah, we did not watch that.
Did we do it live?
I don't have Goosebumps on the list. And I don't think I've seen... I don't think I've seen the Goosebumps, the movie with Jack Black. Have I?
I love that. That's a fun film. And the second one is not terrible.
What I remember seeing was some 90s thing. So that's definitely.
Yeah, we did. It was the TV show, and we did the one with the doll, which is featured.
We did. Yeah, it was a TV show. Yes,
but Live Sack's
no
count, right?
TV shows.
All right,
Live Sack. Yep. All right. So that was your second strike. This is you got to give me a new answer right away, and your next bad answer is a
my next bad answer
is a loss.
Oh, geez. Chucky. What Chucky movie was it?
Good Guy Doll. I'm looking forward to seeing that new series. I want to watch that.
Is a Chucky movie. All right, F Chucky. I don't remember the name. Let's do the Cujo. Cujo.
Ooh, Cujo. Nice save.
A great one right there. July 18th, 2016, for episode 298 of FilmSack, we watched Cujo.
Damn, dude.
And Scott is right. We did watch the sequel, Child's Play 2, I believe last year, with the good guy doll, Chucky.
We did. October 24th, 2020, almost 1 year ago to the day, episode 486 of FilmSack.
Hang on, I'm just telling Bill to hang in there. All right.
Bill, this is a really long one.
It is already 10:07. This is going a little bit long, isn't it?
He'll be all right. Sorry, what was the last one he did?
This is good since
we No, don't you dare slicker. Tell him the last one.
Well, I was doing a show production thing.
I don't give
all right. I'll tell you, it was Child's Play 2 was Brian said. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Unfair.
No, he's doing show stuff.
Yeah. Oh, in that case, I'm doing show stuff right now. I'm looking up something on the internet. Totally unrelated to this topic.
Yeah.
And
completely. Without any question. All right, let's do. Wicker Man, the bees, the Wicker Man.
Oh, that's a good one.
Bees, millions of bees. 310 episode back in October 23rd, 2016. So there you go, almost 5 years ago to the day. We watched Nicolas Cage ham it up.
Okay. I feel good about that.
The Evil Dead.
The Evil Dead. October 3rd, 2020, episode 483.
Army of the Dead.
Army of the Dead.
That's a great answer.
That's a great answer that Brian Dunaway already gave.
Oh,
that's
shit!
The game right there.
Gosh dang it. It's because he said that and it made me jump to it.
Yes. All right. A little clarification. We did not watch Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. We watched Return of the Killer Tomatoes.
Oh,
we watched the sequel. I don't remember that either, though. I have no memory
just
of
to
that.
Really quickly run through the list. By the way, David wins. Alien, Alien 3, Amityville Horror, Anaconda, Angel Heart, Angry Red Planet, Arachnophobia, Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, Beast with a Million Eyes, Blade 2, Blood Rain, Bubba Hotep, Chud, Cabin Fever, Candyman, Car, Carrie, Children of the Corn, Christmas Evil, Constantine, Creepshow 2, Day of the Dead, Dead Heat, Deep Star 6, Doom, Dreamcatcher, Empire of the Ends, Evil Dead 2, Existence, Faculty, Final Destination 1 and 2, Flatliners, Frighteners, Frogs, From Dusk Till Dawn, Galaxy of Terror, Gate, Ghost Ship, Gremlins 2, The New Batch, Hellbound, Hellraiser 2, House, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Jaws,
yeah.
John Dies at the End, King Kong, Lawnmower Man, Legend of Hell House, Leprechaun, Four in Space, Lost Boys, Man from Planet X, Maximum Overdrive, Mimic, Monkey Shines, New Year's Evil, Night of the Comet, Night of Living Dead, Omen, we said that one, Pandemic, Pet Cemetery, Phantasm, Phase
Pet
4,
Cemetery.
Piranha 3D.
Yeah.
Poltergeist 2, The Other Side, Predator 2, Prince of Darkness, Prophecy 2, Queen of the Damned, Ravenous, Relic, Repo, The Genetic Opera, Resident Evil, Return of the Killer Tomatoes, Scanners, Season of the Witch, with question marks, Shining Silver, Bullet, Spawn, Species 4, Swamp Thing, Swarm, Tales from the Dark Side, The Movie, Chainsaw Massacre, Thing, Thinner, Toxic Avenger, Tremors, Vampire's Kiss, Void, and Wraith.
Wow. The whole thing was worth it just to get that speed read out of it at the end.
Also, just think about how much time those movies took of our lives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not
but
even
totally
the show.
Worth it for a horror fan over here. Yeah. Hurrah.
Hurrah. Well done. All right. Yeah. Well, the result is good. It means that.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Dave won. So, Dave, right. send Brian an email, coverville@gmail.com. He'll pass you your code. Sorry about the disconnect. I don't know what happened there. It may not have been him. It could have been the service, but. It was great having you on. And Brian Dunaway, always good to have you on. Later today, right here on this live channel as well as a podcast. You can check out The Boop Show with me and Brian. We're going to talk about indie games today, like always.
Cool.
And I've got a big, real good one to talk about today. So,
Is it Puss?
It's not Puss. No. Puss is a few years old. I had never heard of Puss.
Well,
maybe we'll have to dig Puss up and see if Puss is good
now. Don't be digging Puss up.
Yeah, Puss up.
Necrophiliac.
Anyway, so I don't know what else is happening, but that's what's happening there. And we did Film Sack over the weekend. Dunaway, anything else you want to mention or say?
Absolutely. If you missed out on a community event this past week of Frog Pants, why not come hang out with me and the people over at Mission Peeps Club Mission Deep. I do game streaming, and tomorrow night we're doing our community event at 6 p.m. Eastern time. We'll be playing Job Job Jackbox 8.
Yeah.
Job Job.
All right.
That's what people are saying is the best game in that new Jackbox set is Job Job.
Job Job.
Job Job.
All right. We're going to try it. Bye now. All right. So we were really looking forward to playing that Friday, and I'm so really mad at my internet.
Yeah. But. So, I mean, we'll figure it out, but it'll be the first weekend of November, maybe right after Film Sack. So on Saturday the 6th.
Yeah.
That probably is the best, actually.
Yeah. I'd be down for that.
Look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be all good. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll spend some time with Bill Duran, see what he's got going on. No Steven today, but it all worked out anyway because it's 10:12 and we're already going long. Anyway, so Brian, will you play a song so we can get there?
I totally will. Yeah, we're going to Philadelphia for this one. A guy named Dave Hause, or Hause, H-A-U-S-E, released his brand new album, Blood Harmony, today. And it's got members of the E Street Band, Sheryl Crow's band, Brandi Carlile, Sturgill Simpson, Carrie Underwood, Eric Church, and more. This is fantastic. And it's, here's what I love about this song. I like songs that reference other songs. Favorite of mine is Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen, which talks about, Only the Lonely by Roy Orbison. It kind of sneaks it in there. And I really, really dig that.
That's cool.
This one talks about Gin Blossom's Hey Jealousy, which, so that puts you in kind of an air of like, oh, I know about how old Dave Hause is. From his brand new album, Blood Harmony. Here is Dave Hause and Sandy Sheets.
Wild in the Jersey heat, we had true believers. See, I got this friend named Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo.
That's the worst name I ever heard.
Oh, no. Hey, Joey Jojo!
Uh-oh. Boner alert.
The Morning Stream. There's nothing wrong with the food.
All right, we're back, everybody. That song once again.
Once again, Sandy Sheets by the artist, Philadelphia artist Dave Howes.
Very, very nice. Okay, we're going to get Bill in here.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, he was gone last week because having fun up in the mountains. We'll see. Maybe we'll
mountain
find out.
Fun.
Yeah, we'll find out how much fun.
Your bat cave's open there, Bill.
Bill, the fun you had in the mountain wasn't just, you know, like guitar or banjo playing weirdos in the woods kind of fun. You actually had fun, right? It was a good time up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. We went up to Stevens Pass, beyond Stevens Pass here in Washington.
Ooh,
and went to Lake Wenatchee.
Nice.
For some peace and quiet.
Nice.
And it was 100% quiet. I stood at that lake and there wasn't a single sound. And I live near the airport normally, so I can't escape sound.
Sure.
Do you
find that kind of uncomfortable sometimes? Like when you're used to being around sound and then you go somewhere really silent, especially if you're sleeping there overnight. Does it throw you? It throws me.
I do have a white noise machine that I must bring with me wherever I go so I can sleep. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. But the brief moments of stillness were rather pleasant.
Do you do any kind of fishing or any kind of, you know, I don't know, lake activity? No.
Yeah. I brought my camera. I tried to take pictures of animals, but I didn't catch any animal photos. That is, but that's okay. It's life's about the journey, not the destination.
That's true. That would have been the week too to go. I think from here on out, we're looking at real cold time in any of the mountains. Certainly here, anyway. But I was jealous. I was jealous of you for going.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go now. Is what I want to do. well, that's great. Let's get to it here. Thanks for being so patient, by the way. Bill comes on the show on Mondays, and we do some fun talk around the world of makers and making things, props, and all kinds of other cool stuff. I'll have you know, no one's going to believe me, but I'm going to stream some of it, so then you'll all believe me. But I broke out all my clay stuff and all my tool stuff that I bought all that time ago based on Bill's recommendation to go get yourself some clay and get sculpting, and I did, and then it sat there for what, a year? It's just sitting there. Well, now it's broken out. It's got its own table. It's all laying there. I just got to come up with what I'm going to go sculpt, and I'm doing it. I'm going to film some of it. So a year later, I guess, thanks again, Bill, for inspiring me to get back into clay, even though it took me this long.
That's awesome. If you want me to join you on any of those streams, you just let me know.
I'll let you know.
Maybe do sculpt some Bill Clay.
Yeah, some Bill Clay.
Bill Clay. Oh, God.
Oh.
Your sculpture. Oh.
Oh, Die Hard. The gift that never stops giving. All right. Hey, Bill, let's get into what you brought this week. What's going on?
Yes, we did a new video. We did some more weathering. And usually when we make our props or costumes, we try and make them look like they've been worn and dirtied up by the world. We call that weathering, usually.
Yeah.
And normally we'd use like paint. We'll have like a, you know, space gun. We'll use paint to make it look all dirty. But sometimes you need to weather the straps or the clothing portions, the fabric portions of your costume.
Right.
So we made a video showing how to do that to the straps on my Proton Pack.
Cool.
I've been slowly, over the last few weeks, upgrading different parts of my Proton Pack. And I had never touched the straps. We built the backpack part, and we used paint and everything. It looks all cool and dirty, but the straps look pristine, and that just will not do.
You can't have that. I mean, I don't even know how you slept at night while those things are gone.
I know.
Yeah.
So the straps are made of, like, fabric, and there's buckles on there and some padding. And all of it is, like, this olive drab color, and it looks brand new, and that's no good. Now, fortunately for me, my friend Ben Eady, worked on the new Ghostbusters movie. He's one of the prop guys for the new Ghostbusters movie. And he joined us in the video and gave us a lot of amazing tips on how they did it to the packs for the new movie.
And he's in robot form. I love this iPad face thing you got going.
That's right. to have him be a guest, he FaceTimed me on my iPad, and I put the iPad in place of the head on our sweepy robot, on our Destiny sweepy robot. So it looks like his head is on the robot. And
that's great.
I think we're going to do that a little more whenever we have a guest in one of our videos. It went really well.
Yeah. Ooh, you got a jar of used blades. I don't know why that's cool, but it's cool. Look at that.
Yep, and it's a glass jar. So it's actually my shop defense if bandits show up. That's the first thing I'm going to throw at him. A glass jar full of rusty blades.
Yeah, it's like your grenade full of blades. That's great. I love it.
Oh, yeah. So Ben gave us a bunch of really great tips on what they would do to theirs. The first thing I did was I washed the straps. The straps, you can detach them from the backpack, and I washed them in a just normal washing machine. But instead of using fabric softener or anything, I just used bleach. I just threw bleach in there, washed it a few times, start breaking down the fibers a little bit. And then we just started beating it up, like physically beating up the fabric. I put the straps outside and I drove over them with my car several times.
Yeah.
Which was really fun.
I'll bet. Yeah.
Some of the metal parts and like got all banged up and squished a bit. Like the paint started chipping off the metal parts. The fabric got all dirtied up and crumpled. I also just like took the straps and just beat them against the ground and rocks, which is again, very fun. It's a really good time. In fact, Ben was telling us that like one of the producers showed up while they were doing that to their proton packs. Just when you're the guy paying for these props and you see the prop guys just like running over parts of it with their car, it's a little right.
So this part where I'm watching you right now put what looks like powdered paint on it to mm-hmm. create weathering yeah. and rust and whatnot. Is that what that is?
Those are weathering powders. You can find them at like hobby stores and stuff. They'll use them for making miniatures. There's one called Fuller's Earth. That's kind of the name that people know. Mm-hmm. I believe it's a clay, but it's just really used to add dusty, dirty stuff to a prop. Whereas if you were to go in there with like wet acrylic paint, you get a very different look.
Yeah. It looks like if you're not using the right color, like blood or something like that.
Sure.
One of these looks like almost like blood actually, or coffee mm-hmm. or a stain sure, yeah. like that. Yeah.
Then Ghostbusters turns into a completely different movie.
Yeah. Then there's one more horror movie we've seen for film tech.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
One of the other things we did was we used like a metal rasp, like a metal file that you would use to work on wood, to carve wood.
Yeah.
The rasp has really pointy teeth on it, and we use that against the fabric straps, and it roughs it up a lot, but it'll also like catch a fiber and like just tear it or pull it out, which is what would happen if you were running around with this backpack on, you know, in the streets of New York City trying to catch ghosts. It would mm-hmm. like clip on something and catch and pull and tear a little bit.
Get it caught in the door of the Ecto-5. And
all the time. All the time.
Ecto-1. I guess they only had one of those.
Yeah.
Was there ever only one? I guess there is only one. And the new one, and the new movie's got the old Ecto-1 in the
ground. Just the Ecto-1 point 2. Yeah. 1B.
And there you go. Yeah.
Cool. I also used a blowtorch to like torch holes in part of it.
Yeah.
Or the way Ben described it was, you know, this is an unlicensed particle accelerator on your back. Parts of it get hot.
Yeah.
And if the strap rubs up against part of the hot proton pack, it's gonna melt if the fibers are like nylon or something, they're gonna melt a little bit. So I did that, you know, selectively, and it actually like burned holes through the padding on the shoulder, and you can see some of the padding underneath. That looks really cool. It looks super, super legit.
Yeah, I love that that look. Do you ever like and this maybe sounds crazy, and maybe you've done it, I don't know, but have you ever like wanted to just weather a car? Like a car that looks new, but then you're like, you know what? I want this post-apocalyptic ass looking car, and done one on that scale?
I've never done it on that scale. I have friends who do Wasteland Weekend.
Yeah.
They'll do full... They'll take a normal car and they'll full out Mad Max that thing, and it's so cool.
I love that stuff.
And I would love to do that someday.
Yeah.
You want to do that someday, Scott?
I might. I don't know where I'd get the car to do it, but just yeah.
I can figure all that stuff out. You want a Mad Max car, you let me know. Okay. We'll make it work.
You want a car? I can get a hold of a car.
You can get a car.
I can get you a rusty car. I can get you a wicked rusty car.
Yeah, nice. Now, speaking of weathered things that are just like exposed to all sorts of weird weather, I don't know if you saw Dune or not, but is there anything in that movie that you saw or will see that you think would be
proper? I haven't seen the movie yet, and yeah. I did watch the trailer, but no, I haven't seen anything that has sparked my fancy yet.
I'll bet you make a Chris knife. That's what I think you'll end up doing. Because that thing, looked like something you would make, and it also looked, hard to make, and so it looked like a fun challenge for Bill to do a video about, is what it looked like.
I am into fun challenges, for sure.
Well, that's cool.
A couple more things to do to these proton packs real quick. Any of the exposed metal parts, I have oxidizers, so I rusted them, so they're legitimately rusty.
Yeah.
And then I already talked about all those weathering powders. I made the metal rusty, right?
Yeah.
But the fabric around the metal is going to soak up some of that rust, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I use powders, like some red powders and some yellow powders that kind of mix together to get that rusty effect. So around there's button snaps that got rusty. Around them, the fabric straps look like they've soaked up rust, too. I even used some graphite powder on different spots, and it kind of made those spots look like they soaked up some grease. They looked greasy, which was really cool.
Yeah.
I love how it turned out. And now I have to do some of the same stuff to my my jumpsuit. My jumpsuit is now too clean. So, for example, where the shoulder straps rest on the jump strap,
yeah,
or on the jumpsuit, would be sweaty, right? And it would soak up sweat, and it would be dirty and gross. So I gotta like do some of that too.
Yeah.
But my Ghostbusters suit is almost done. I think almost done.
Yeah. Well, it looked really good. The final part of your video where you look like you're firing the thing, the proton pack. Someone just needs to throw some After Effects stuff in there, and you're mm-hmm. legit.
Mm-hmm.
That would look
very
well.
Cool. Yeah.
Very nice, as always. I love this stuff. This video is, of course, up on the channel right now and up on your website, so people should be checking that out.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, any extras this week?
Yes. After the mountains last week, I flew to Los Angeles, or actually before the mountains. I flew to L.A. and made a video of my friend Ali Spagnola. If you look up Candy Corn Head on YouTube.
I saw this tweet. I couldn't believe she did this. So I didn't know you were involved somehow in this.
Oh, yeah. So I flew down to help her with the life casting. We life cast her head. We had to make two molds of her head because she wanted to make the mold food safe, of course.
Mm, sure.
So that we could eat the candy corn later. So we did that, and it was a ton of work in like 2 days, but we did it, and it's ridiculous, and everyone should go watch it because it was a lot of work on my part and Allie's, but it was also a ton of fun, and the video turned out really, really fun.
Allie's awesome. This video, this sped up video of her separating the three parts of a candy corn is freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, and I'm not going to tell you why, but all of that work was for naught. You'll have to go to the video and find out.
Oh, no, really? Okay.
That looks so... Everything about this video makes me have a coma. It's insane. Like, imagine eating a handful of that. You'd die. You'd just die. That's great, though, dude. Well,
I just like watching the two of you lick the head. It's just... wow.
I ate part of an ear.
Yeah.
Well, I chewed on part of an ear, and then
you
I did.
You dibbled it.
I don't like candy corn even a little bit.
That's
did
pretty
you
rad.
Pried it off with a pair of pliers.
Okay. I did.
What a cool idea. Well done. Allie's awesome. So is Bill. And if you want to find out more, go check out Allie's channel, Allie Spagnola on YouTube, and of course, Punish Props on YouTube. Bill, have a great week. And if you can, spend more time in the mountains. We'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye now. All right. There goes Bill.
That's great.
That is great. Hey, Brian, how would you feel about a Monday morning mashup right now?
I would love a Monday morning mashup right now, Scott. Do you have one?
What if it was called Gag Balls? What if that was the
name? No, I would not like it then. I revoke or I retract my original answer.
Too late. It's playing. Here it comes, everybody. Enjoy. Thanks, Jamie, for this.
Oh, geez. And then and that guy and these people and Jesus. Oh, okay. I guess. Bada beep, bop, 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 bop.
You were so busy wondering if you could. You didn't even stop to think if you should.
You are going to have really hairy deer on this dinosaur tour.
Who knows? Maybe mRNA is going to give you a wiener hard-on for another 5 hours after that, too. You know, the side effects of everything.
A wiener hard-on as opposed to, you know, the other kind you get.
As opposed to the toe hard-on.
Yeah, the toe hard-on. Oh, don't get that. Get that looked at.
What's in your nose? Oh. You might want to go use the Norelco tomorrow. We're going to go see my parents. Do you mind maybe giving the nose a trim?
That Ariel.
Yeah, she had seashells.
But only when she's got legs. Yeah. Not when she's half fish.
Yeah, I don't like half fish, but she got seashells on her boobies. Yeah. Yeah, why is
except
it?
She doesn't know what a fork is.
Oh, good pull. I forgot about that bit with the fork.
See, yeah. I don't want to watch me doing that.
No, you don't want a YouTube video of Brian taking a dump.
No, no, no. Thank you. No.
No.
Bark, bark, bark.
Oh, why are they cutting his antlers and not the thing? But what? It would have fitted off.
It wouldn't
off.
Have fitted off, says Claire Gack.
What does that mean? English, please. Look.
It wouldn't have fitted off.
When we come back, Tom Merritt will be here. You know him from such things as there might be giants. I don't know why I almost said that. What I meant to say was the Daily Tech News Show.
There might be giants.
It's not even the right band name.
No.
Let alone any connection to Tom. But so I went all over the kitchen. Oh, I turned it around all over the garage, all over the front of the car. And it felt like it was never going to stop. Damn it. How am I going to get my cattle back into the thing?
Your Bactrian camels have two humps. Your dromedaries have one.
But aren't there some with no humps or no?
Yeah, they're called zebras. What about a riding crop? Can I still use my riding crop in the hotel room?
Yes. And your gag ball, those are fine.
Okay, good.
You can have your multiple gag balls you take with you on trips and stuff.
They're called ball gags.
Oh, ball gags. Sorry. What did I say? Gag balls?
Gag balls. Sounds like a Saturday morning kid commercial.
Gag balls!
Gag balls from Galoob! Ah, great stuff as always. I love it. I love it when a mashup comes together. Thanks, Jamie, for those.
Absolutely,
they're awesome. TMS mashups. He's the best. I don't know if he's in there today. Is he in there? I don't see his name. But if he's not, he'll be hearing us, and there's a nice package going out to him. By the way, watch for the package, Jamie. A package. That's all I'll say about that. You might be getting a package. That's it. That's all I'll say.
Oh, yeah. That didn't give anything away.
No, nothing at all.
Getting a package.
Nope, nothing at all. You might be getting a package in the mail is what I'm saying. Quick email, speaking of mail, from Mark in the UK, who says, Philip, at the end of his email. He says, A up. He says, that's Derbyshire UK slang for hello to Scott and Brian. He says, I was wondering if I could get Brian's opinion on all the covers Miley Cyrus is doing at the moment. While her own music is a bit so-so, her covers are various songs are outstanding. Take It to the Limit by the Eagles and Blondie's Heart of Glass is just wow. She has recently done a Janis Joplin cover that probably is better than the original. Even Billy Idol has got into the act with them doing Rebel Yell, and Billy looks bloody fantastic right now. Flantastic.
Bloody flantastic.
I could go for some flan, some flan. putting aside all Miley's lewd behavior and craziness, she really can sing. I would love to get the cover master's thoughts on this. Thanks for all you do. And can I get a how about a booby? So I'll find the booby while you reply to this.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. And I think there's no way you'd know this, Scott, but I believe it's pronounced Derbyshire, even though it's spelled Derby. It's pronounced Darby, but Mark can correct me if I'm wrong on that.
Terrence Trent Derbyshire.
Terrence Trent Derbyshire. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Because I had a great cousin or great uncle, Uncle Reg, who lived in Derbyshire. Mm. Anywho, I do like Miley Cyrus. I wouldn't consider myself to be a big fan, but I do like her regular, her non-cover stuff, and I'm really, as you guessed, really, really digging her cover stuff. You mentioned all the ones you mentioned are great, although I haven't heard her Eagles cover. I'm sure it's a live thing that she released, so I need to
track that down.
Need to track that one down. But her Nothing Else Matters cover, her recent Nothing Else Matters cover for the Metallica Blacklist is incredible as well. Yeah. She's got the chops, and she's got a great voice. She's got a unique voice. She doesn't sound like every other pop princess out there right now. Mm-hmm. And I think she's the real deal with her music and her covers.
Yeah, she's great.
Derbyshire, by the way. Derbyshire, not Derbyshire. Thank you, Claire, for correcting me. I just didn't want to break my momentum of talking about Miley Cyrus to interrupt and talk about your correction.
It just feels like her steering into like the way the Beatles did, going from pop to whatever they felt like they wanted to do. It feels like maybe she's doing that a little bit.
Yeah.
And I like that. I think that's cool.
Moving to psychedelica and then moving into rock and more folk and all that sort of thing.
I like when bands and artists have no problem kind of shifting around like that. I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the email. If you'd like to send your own in with your own questions, thoughts, comments, whatever, you can send them to themorningstream@gmail.com. Even better, you can support us at patreon.com/TMS. All kinds of good reasons to do that. And if you're looking for all our other stuff, check it out at frogpants.com/TMS. Okay, here's this How About a Booby. I forgot to play it.
How About a Booby?
There you go, the original.
Cool.
Excellent. The original Veronica.
Still the best.
Yeah, still the best. Everyone else, they're fine covers, but that's the original's the best. Okay.
Often imitated, never, but
duplicated. Duplicated? Replicated. Duplicated.
Something. Something that ends with aided, right? But it's like often duplicated, often imitated, never replicated.
Never replicated. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
We must know. Someone masticated. Thanks, iCorey fixed it.
Yeah, that's 100% it. Masticated. Yeah, thank
never
you.
Never eaten, basically, is what he's saying. All right, that's it for the show. Thank you all for listening. Let's get on with a song to take us out. There will be a show tomorrow. Of course, the Boop Show later today. And more stuff coming this week. So all that coming up. All right, Brian, what are we playing? What are we doing?
Edgar Barrera wrote in and said, "Dearest Coffee and Tea, the 21st of October was my birthday, and I'd like to hear a cover of Toto's Africa. If it's not possible, Lord's version of Everybody Wants to Rule the World is also amazing. Love the show, though." No. We're going with your first request because I've got versions I haven't played yet. This is one I'm amazed I haven't played yet on the show. But there you go. I checked, and I haven't since I've been keeping track. Back in 2011, Quiet Drive recorded a cover of Africa for their album Your Record, Our Spin. And it's so damn good. You know, I'm thinking about this. I bet you might have played this one of the times that I was gone because I know maybe. You really like Quiet Drive and I know you really like Africa. So.
I might have, yeah. Every time Brian would leave, for a while there, I had a tendency to play Africa covers, but who knows? Yeah. I'm always happy to play them again, though, so either way.
Sure. Well, we're playing one right now. Here is Quiet Drive from their album Your Record, Our Spin from 2011, their cover of Africa.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Shit kittens.